It's Brother Hansen from Truth Life Ministries here in Lakeside, Arizona. It's good to be here with you today. We're going to get back into our study in the book of Jeremiah. Jeremiah chapter 29 now, if you'd like to turn over with me. Jeremiah 29, and we left off yesterday in Jeremiah 29:13. You might want to take this down because this is very, very important. This passage of scripture is probably one of the most important passages in the book of Jeremiah. And if you'd like to underline it, it's in Jeremiah 29 and verse 13. You will seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart. That is a powerful statement and a very truthful statement. You will seek me and find me when you search for me with all of your heart. Very short, very much to the point, but it tells such a truth that we all must know. I will be found by you, declares the Lord, and I will restore your fortune. And I will gather you from all the nations and from all of the places where I have driven you. God is going to regather. He is regathering, has already regathered the Jewish church back to Jerusalem, back to Israel. And it's very, very much happening as we speak. It's already happened this century. And from all the nations, he gathers his people, all the places where he's driven them, and brings them back to the place from where I sent you into exile. Because you have said, the Lord has raised up prophets for us in Babylon. For thus says the Lord concerning the king who sits on the throne of David, and concerning all the people who declares, concerning all the people who dwell in this city, your brothers who did not go with you into exile. Thus says the Lord of hosts, behold, I am sending upon them the sword, famine, and pestilence, and I will make them like split open figs that cannot be eaten due to rottenness. Now, God promised this, as you remember, if they do not submit to Babylon and do not submit to Nebuchadnezzar, they would die by this particular method of death, and that is famine, sword, pestilence. And they'd be like split open figs that cannot be eaten due to rottenness. I will pursue them with the sword, with famine, and with pestilence, and I will make them a terror to all the kingdoms of the earth, to be cursed, and a horror, and a hissing, and a reproach among all the nations where I have driven them. Because they have not listened to my words, declares the Lord, which I sent them to do again and again by my servants, the prophets. But you did not listen, declares the Lord. You therefore hear the word of the Lord, all you exiles, whom I have sent away from Jerusalem to Babylon. Thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, concerning Ahab, the son of Poliah, and concerning Zedekiah, the son of Maaseiah, who are prophesying to you falsely in my name, behold, I will deliver them into the hand of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, and he will slay them before your eyes. Now, God knows from beginning to end, so you can bank on that, that these things will take place. when God says someone will be slain, then they will be slain. And it is as simple as that. God promises something, he knows it from beginning to end, and we can bank on it that it will happen. And before your eyes, they will be slain. Because of them, a curse will be used by all the exiles from Judah who are in Babylon, saying, may the Lord make you like Zedekiah and like Ahab, whom the Lord of hosts, whom the Lord, the king of Babylon, roasted in the fire. Now, this is a serious business, what God is saying here. Because they have acted foolishly in Israel and have committed adultery with their neighbors, wives, and have spoken words in my names falsely, which I did not command them, and I am he who knows and am a witness, declares the Lord, to Shemaiah, the Nehilamite, you shall speak, saying, thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, because you have sent letters in your own name to all the people who are in Jerusalem, and to Zephaniah, the son of Messiah, the priest, and to all the priests, saying, the Lord has made you priest instead of Jehoiada, the priest, to be the overseer in the house of the Lord over every madman who prophesies, to put him in the stocks and in the iron collar. Now then, why have you not rebuked Jeremiah of Anahath, who prophesies to you? For he has sent to us in Babylon, saying, the exile will be long. Build houses, live in them, plant gardens, and eat their produce. Zephaniah the priest read this letter to Jeremiah the prophet. Then came the word of the Lord to Jeremiah, saying, send to all the exiles, saying, thus says the Lord concerning Shemaiah the Neholamite, because Shemaiah has prophesied to you, although I did not send him, and he has made you trust in a lie. Therefore, thus says the Lord, behold, I am about to punish Shemaiah the Neholamite and his descendants. He will not have anyone living among this people, and he will not see the good that I am about to do to my people, declares the Lord, because he has preached rebellion against the Lord. He has preached rebellion against the Lord. Now, this entire chapter, according to, as we began in the 13th verse, according to God's plan, his people were to have a hope and a future, and they could call upon him in confidence, although the exiles were in a difficult place and time. They should have not despair because they had God's presence, the privileges of prayer and God's grace. God can be sought and found when he is sought, and people seek him with a whole heart. And when they seek him with their whole heart, they'll find him. And the false prophets, Ahab and Zedekiah, should not be confused with the kings who had the same names. Their family connections clearly identify them. Now, these verses in chapter 29 and verse 24 to 28, these verses describe the reaction of Shemaiah, a false prophet exiled in 597 BC, who had prophesied, actually, who had protested about Jeremiah's letter to discredit Jeremiah. Shemaiah accused him of false prophecy. He's accusing the main prophet of God of false prophecies. Although Jeremiah's message was true, his words were from God, the people hated his guts. They hated him because he told them exactly what was going to happen, how that they would go into submission to the king of Babylon, Nebuchadnezzar, and if they were going to live, they would voluntarily go into this land. And those that refused and went off their merry way, they would die by pestilence and sword and a horrible death. Most of the exile, they were gone in. But Jeremiah's truth from God offered temporary correction and long-range benefit. While the false teachers' lies offered only temporary comfort, and when the truth came, when Nebuchadnezzar came in and took them, they soon found out that these false prophets were liars. And the long-range punishment was ahead. So, eventually a false prophet will be found out. And all of the good, perfect, and beautiful words of the false prophets, they only lasted temporarily. Oh, I'm going to be a rich man. I'm going to be a hundredfold return. And there's nothing wrong with a hundredfold return. But when you ignore a great portion of the scripture and you ignore the greater things of the scripture, the hundredfold return is not going to do you a bit of good. There are more important things in the scripture than a hundredfold return, folks. There are more important things, the weightier matters of the scriptures, the weightier matters. And don't ignore these weightier matters. God will give them to you. Let's pray. Father, in Jesus' name, we pray for each and every one here, under the sound of my voice, to be healed in their bodies, to be preserved, to be protected, and to be enwhelmed with the Holy Ghost and fire. Let them partake of your grace, your graciousness, and your love right now. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, folks, that's our time for today. Go to our website, krciradio.com. You can find many of these uploaded already. And shoot us an email. Let us know you're listening. Subscribe to our blog, Antichrist Watch. It's on the website. And write to us. Write to us and let us know you're listening. Write to us at KRCI Radio, Box 424, Lakeside, Arizona, 85929. Till tomorrow's broadcast, is Brother Hansen saying, study, show yourself approved to God.